big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello everybody, welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge and this is your latest Manchester United news and transfer news as Rafael Leão could be heading to United. Would you be happy about that? He's publicly stated he wants to leave AC Milan. Man United need a left winger. He'd be very reasonably priced at around £50 million. Is he the type of left winger you want at Man United? Because the door is open. Also, the door is open now and it's time for Manchester United to move because, as I said to you a couple of days ago, once the Champions League final is done, that's when there's going to be a period of time where everybody's looking to move quickly before the World Cup. Mikel Arteta, fresh on the heels of a disappointing Champions League loss, was talking about big signings and moving quickly in this summer transfer window. And then David Ornstein dropped a very big update that Arsenal are not looking for one midfielder, they're looking for two. What would that mean for Man United targets Tchouaméni and Matias Fernandes, both of which have been linked to Arsenal? So look, suddenly I think we are in that situation whereby we mentioned Liverpool last night, they might start looking at players that we want as well. And also Arsenal are going to go again, aren't they? The annoying thing about Arsenal is I saw Declan Rice, and some people say he's doing it for the cameras when they lost and he was doing this smiley face like, yeah, we're going to win it again next season. United never really did this. Roy Keane used to moan about this a lot. We'd win the league and then we'd miss out on the Champions League and we wouldn't really go hard in the transfer window. And he used to say it all the time, we need to bring in two or three really good players, and we never really did it that often. I sense Arsenal are going to go hard again and they could be looking at players that we're looking at. So, look, lots to get into on the show this morning. Christopher says, Rafael Leão, is this a viable option, Mark? Hope so. John White, thank you very much for your super chat. Thanks everyone who's watching. Make sure you smash a like on the video and subscribe. Also, exciting news, my World Cup career mode is back tomorrow for the World Cup. England at 4 o'clock tomorrow on my channel. Then we're doing Portugal, Brazil, France. We've got a few to work through. That's separate. This is reality. This is the United Stand. Let's start off about Leão then. So, look, first and foremost, let's hit the story here. He's had a bit of a mixed time at Milan. I'll give you my opinions on the player himself in a moment, but this is what he said last night about his departure this summer. He said, I think I've given Milan everything I could give. It's been a club that helped me grow a lot, that supported me in the tough moments, and I'm happy to have managed to write my name in the club's history. Everyone has their dreams, their challenges, the things they desire, the goals they want to reach, and I too want to try a new challenge in a new league. So publicly stating that he wants to leave. Now, if you don't know anything about Leão, I think he's 26. Let me just double check. 26, going to be 27 in a week and a half, actually. Just be 27 just before the World Cup starts. Obviously, was at Sporting before moving to AC Milan. Actually, I think he was briefly at Lille, wasn't he, actually, before he went to AC Milan. So I'm wrong about that one. We'll have a look at his injury history. But I think first and foremost, I mean, if you look at his season for, I think he's averaging sort of like 10 goals and 4 assists a season. I think that's pretty much where Leão is. Now, you look at someone like Isak at Newcastle, before he came into Newcastle playing for Sociedad, I think it was in La Liga, his numbers weren't that great. So things can change. Look, I think Leão would literally walk to Manchester from Milan if Man United showed any interest. I definitely think he would be a player that would go, I want Man United. So a little bit like Edison, a little bit like Belaba, a little bit like Cunha, a little bit like Sesko. I think Leão would fall into the camp of, if we showed any interest, he'd be there like a shot. So I don't think there's any problem with that. I think price-wise, reasonable. You know, £50, £60 million max. I don't know what he's got left on his contract. Let me have a quick look. But I suppose the big thing with someone like Leão is, I mean, he's only got 2 years left on his contract. So definitely, definitely 50, maybe slightly less. I wouldn't expect it to be much more. So look, if you like that type of player as a left winger, then there's definitely an option there for Manchester United. I know a lot about this player. There was a time where I really didn't understand why he wasn't starting for Portugal. I think certainly in the last Euros, I was like, why is he not starting for Portugal more? I think he had the potential to be an absolute superstar, really. And his career hasn't gone where I would expect it to be at 26/27. AC Milan are not, you know, AC Milan are a big name, but they're not a big club anymore. And he's by far not their best player. He's not been performing. So I think that, and Elchi says, what about Liao and Estebanán for left back combo for Man United from Milan? Look, Milan haven't been doing very well. The truth about Liao, in my opinion, from what I've seen of him, is that Marcus Rashford's better. And nobody wants Rashford back. And I'm not talking about Rashford, the guy that went out in Belfast, or Rashford, the guy that walked around on the pitch, or Rashford, the guy that some people don't like, you know, the noise around him. I'm talking about the player, Marcus Rashford, against the player, Liao. Rashford is better. He's better. He's a better player. And we don't want that type of winger. So I would actually say that Rashford works hard more defensively than Liao as well. So if you want the type of winger that is explosive, can produce something out of nothing, but can be erratic and doesn't particularly work hard, then Liao is an option. And if we're thinking we want somebody like that, you know, for certain types of games, maybe when you're at home to Coventry, or, you know, you're 0-0 or you're losing 1-0 and you need somebody to come off the bench, you know, options, keep your options open. Like, there's nothing wrong with having a winger that doesn't want to track back if you're just going to use them in the sort of games where you don't need them to track back. But let's get real, 75% of the Premier League, you've got to work hard. For that 25% where you don't, Liao could be really useful. Whether you want to spend £50 million on somebody like that is another matter. There's probably better options. I would say Torre at Hoffenheim is cheaper, younger, and can be moulded into, you know, more of a hard worker. Certainly when you're playing for someone like Hoffenheim, you're working harder anyway. If you look at Ndiaye at Everton, he works hard. So there are better options out there than Liao. But I'm not going to jump in and say, don't go for him, he's a bag of shit and he's lazy. That's what a lot of people will say. I think defensively he's not going to work as hard as other options. And to be honest with you, he'd be 27 when he comes into Man United. He's never played in the Premier League before. He could be a flop. So I think I'd look elsewhere. But if we signed him, I think we'd be doing it eyes open anyway, wouldn't we? And maybe we'd be using him in that way. Injuries-wise, he is quite injury-prone, actually. If you look at this season, he seems to have a problem with his abductor. He seems to be a muscular man. Because if you look at the last few years, hamstring, muscle, hamstring, abductor, hamstring, muscle, calf, abductor, abductor. So he does seem to get a lot of muscular injuries. He's had three abductor injuries in the last few years, two this season, calf injury, three hamstring injuries. So muscular is certainly something for him, which probably is going to continue the older he gets as well. So, I mean, I wouldn't say he's massively injury prone, but I would say that, like, for me, it's a no, I think, all in all. I think it's a no. And I think Man United have moved away from this type of signing as well. So for me, I think it's a no, but it doesn't mean it's a no for Man United, and it doesn't have to be a no from you. What I will do is I'll just run a poll on it as well. Let me get that going. Would you sign Liao?
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $38.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Would you sign Liao? There we go. Yes or no? I won't even put a fee on it. You think we spoke to Liao when we went to Italy? Says Zenova. I mean, yeah, again, yeah, good point. Could be. Could be that. I'd take Liao on the left wing over another striker. The left side looks weak. I think he's decent and would give everything for the club, says Declan. The truth is simple. If we snooze, we lose, says Mike. Need to get players now, not later, because they might not be there later. Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you very much for that. And Torre at Hoffenheim left my club. Hammarby at 18, a Swedish league's record transfer. Double the fee of Zlatan and Isak. Top mentality, insane potential. Him overly out every day of the week. Trust me, says Dante. I really do like Torre at Hoffenheim. I don't know whether United will do it, but he's had a very, very good season. Obviously, I think he's going to the World Cup with Ivory Coast. I think he's a. I'd go Torre over Liao. Liao on the wing over another striker, says Declan. And what about Nusa? Such a baller at left wing for us, says Nick. Yeah, there's another option as well. I mean, I think at Leipzig, you've got to work hard. Nusa, I think, is a better player than Liao as well. So, yeah, I think for me, there are people like Torre at Hoffenheim. There is Ndjai at Everton. There is Nusa at Leipzig. These three are all more exciting, better options and work hard than Liao. And they're all younger as well. So for me, I think there's better options than Liao. If we sign him, I think it's exciting. But for me, there are better options out there at the moment. Right, we will move on. Let's talk about this story coming out around Arsenal. Now, obviously, Arsenal lost the Champions League title last night. But really interesting stuff coming out, because I think that what we've got to look for from Manchester United over the next few days is a little bit more, we've done nothing. You know, the reality is we've done nothing, and we have to be very careful about, advanced talks, and this player wants to come to Man United, and this deal's really close, and we're concrete here, and there's concrete there. Well, look, concrete jungles are where dreams are made of, but that's New York, not Manchester. So what is this concrete going to turn into? Because I think we need to actually start moving a little bit, because everybody else is going to move. As I said last night, you've got a new manager at Chelsea, needs new signings. You've got a new manager at Man City, needs new signings. You've got a new manager at Liverpool, needs new signings. And then you've got Mikel Arteta talking after the game last night, saying we start to make some very important decisions if we want to reach the next level. And we're going to have to show that ambition. We're more than capable of doing it, but it's going to demand us to be very, very ambitious, very fast and very smart. So Arteta, hot on the heels of losing that game last night, he wants to move really quickly in the market. And then David Ornstein, talking after the game, said Arsenal are in a very strong financial position and could even exceed last year's transfer budget with no issues at all. The club are targeting a second striker, a left-sided forward, a number six, a number eight, and a right back. So look, when you look at those players that Arsenal have been linked to, Mateus Fernandes, Tchouaméni, Morgan Rodgers, Kroupi, players that all, I mean, maybe not Kroupi for Man United, but certainly Rodgers, Fernandes, Tchouaméni, Tonali as well is another name. These are all players that have been linked to Arsenal, and they're a big pull and they've got big money. And then you've got Man City, Chelsea, Liverpool also in the same market. So I don't think United can afford to be slow from this point on. I think we have to start moving on our targets quick, because if we're slow, we'll miss out. And specifically, I don't want to end up with Belaba because Fernandes goes to Arsenal and Scott stays at Bournemouth or goes to Liverpool, which he might do with Iriola now. You know, Scott could head up to Liverpool now very easily to go and reunite with Iriola. Arsenal could easily get Fernandes. They could get Tchouaméni. They could get Tonali. Man City could get Anderson. And suddenly, our midfield is Ederson and Hello Belaba. So we do need to move a little bit quick on some of these players that we want to make sure we get. Now, I'm not as concerned about someone like Tchouaméni or Tonali because Arsenal won't sign both. And I don't think you'll see Chelsea or Liverpool go for them. So I still think that Tchouaméni or Tonali should be okay in this market. But I certainly think people like Alex Scott and Fernandes at West Ham, they are vulnerable players to some of our rivals moving for them if we're a bit slow. We need to get this Ederson deal done. What United are doing at the moment is classic United. Ederson could have been done last week and we could be moving on to the next one. Are we being slow on Ederson because we've got no intention of moving on anybody else quickly? Are we taking our time on Ederson because this is the big signing before the World Cup and there won't be anything else? Because personally, Ederson is not a hard deal to do. He wants to come to United. Personal terms are agreed. The fee is low. That deal should be done, and we should be moving on to the next one, which is Fernandes at West Ham, or maybe Scott at Bournemouth, but probably Fernandes at West Ham, who's been relegated. We need to start moving a little bit quicker because other teams are going to move into this market. And whilst it's a very different market to last year, we saw what happened with strikers. You start moving down your list very, very quickly. And we did well with Sesko, and maybe we would do well with another midfielder. But we do need to move quicker because clearly Arsenal are looking for players in our positions that we're looking for. The same with Liverpool, the same with Chelsea, and certainly the same with Man City. So it's going to be a competitive market, and it might be a wash with talent at the moment, but you want to get Carrick what he wants, and it sounds like he wants Fernandes at West Ham, and he wants Ederson, so let's move on those deals. Now, of course, I did say this on Friday, West Ham, they're going to love the idea that Arsenal want Fernandes, and maybe PSG want Fernandes, and Man United want Fernandes, and it becomes a little bit of a competition. We will probably lose that race, by the way. We've got to be realistic to that. A lot of our fans really want Fernandes, and I understand that, but we might lose that race. He's already in London. Arsenal have bought Declan Rice from West Ham before. Arsenal aren't opposed to paying good money and good wages. That could be problematic if somebody else wants that deal to happen. So we do need to be very careful because there is going to be a hell of a lot of competition. What do you think about Ederson? Well, I think we've all become accustomed to the fact that we're going to sign Ederson. So hopefully we're going to move a little bit quicker. Because for me, what United have done for years, and this is pre-Ineos if we're being real. What Man United have done for years is, you get the exciting bit, well, look at last summer. You get the exciting bit at the start of June where David Ornstein tells us that, Cunha to Man United, la, la, la. But then he doesn't sign for 6 weeks. And this is the frustrating thing, is because if we only need to buy one player, okay, it's annoying, but it's 6 weeks. But we need to be really quick and efficient this summer. So if we are signing Ederson, then we need to move quicker. That's what we need to do. That deal should be done. In essence, it should be done already. So I'm hoping Ederson gets announced really quickly, because I think the next week and a half before the World Cup, Arsenal are going to be busy. Liverpool are going to be busy. Chelsea are going to be busy. Sorry. I don't know if that's my dog. I thought I could hear my dog barking, but it wasn't. I think hopefully with Ederson it'll happen quickly. We were always going to get linked to Liao after yesterday. We need a signing before the World Cup. Also need a left back more than a left wing. Shaw is a liability, says Andron. Yeah, I mean, that's one thing I didn't add. 61% of you wouldn't go for Liao. Just gone down to 60%, so 40% of you would. We're not in for Liao, by the way. I should have said that right near the start. Man United aren't in for Liao. You can take that to the bank and cash that check. We're not in for Liao. We won't move for him either. He's not on United's list. We're not looking at him anyway. So I probably should have said that at the start, really. We're not going to go for him. I mean, that is just a classic five strands of a transfer. Total bullshit. Totally true. Player and agent looking for a move. Club selling, looking for a move, or player looking for a new contract. This is player and agent looking to generate interest. You don't need to go public and say AC Milan has been a great place for me, but now it's time for a new challenge. You don't need to do that if clubs want you. That is I'm for sale and I haven't got a lot of interest because, you know, Matheus Fernandes at West Ham doesn't need to come out and say, now that West Ham have been relegated, I need a new challenge. neither does Alex Scott or anybody else. So the fact that he's coming out doing that, I think, says a lot. I'm back. Hope you're having a good day, says Forza. Hope you are as well. Glynios are on the beach snoozing, says Laura. And the only thing concrete is the boots of our board, says one and only. Do you think, Riot says, do you think inside forwards is what Carrick style as wingers like Ahmad and Mbeumo are struggling in his formation, says Riot. Well, I think I don't think we need a left winger. I mean, if you think about next season, I know we've got more games, but how many more players do you need? Like, if you look at Arsenal this season, it's Trossard and Martinelli on the left, it's Madueke and Saka on the right, and then it's Eze and Odegaard as the tens. All right, Havertz has helped out, Moreno helped out a little bit, but ultimately, it's two players in every position, and Arsenal got to the final of most competitions. We need two players in every position. Well, Dorgu and Cunha on the left. Bruno and Mount at 10. And Mbeumo and Ahmad on the right. Sesko, well, we probably do need another striker. So, why are our wingers not playing well under Carrick? Because we don't play with width. We don't use the width. You're right. We do look to be quite centric. Is that going to change next season? But I don't think we need a winger because I think we need a left back. MSI, I'll call you that. Do you think any of our youngsters be good new signings? Lacey, Gabriel, Chido. I don't think we should ever count a young player as a new signing. I've always said this. They're a bonus because as a young player, you've got to be given the ability to learn without pressure. So you can't include them as, oh, that's an option. You know, when Ryan Giggs broke through at Man United, he played most games, but I don't think anybody counted him as a player that you can rely on in his first few games because you've got to give them the freedom to be in and out of the team and nurtured. So I hope Lacey, Gabriel, Chido come through, but I wouldn't be counting them as part of the numbers. It's the same as a midfielder. You can't say our midfield four next season is Mainoo, Ederson, Fernandez and Thwaites. That would be ridiculous. We need to have four proven midfielders. Watch the channel year round, but it really comes into its own in the summer, says McElvis. Excited for the window. Let's hope United don't mess it up. Well, I think we are. Actually, the season's over now, isn't it? Like, the Champions League is done. The domestic 25-26 season is finished. So we are officially into time to go to work for transfers now. Barcelona have already started. We need to move. We have The World Cup starts a week on Thursday, so there's effectively 10 days before the World Cup starts. Remember, the World Cup doesn't stop you signing players. I mean, literally, if you're not at the World Cup, it makes no bloody difference. So if you want to sign Alex Scott from Bournemouth or Fernandez from West Ham, we can all be watching the World Cup, but then we can all be on the United stand going, oh, is it going to happen today? You know, terms agreed. You know, here we go and all that. Those things can happen, but remember, those players may well be at a premium for that reason. On the one hand, people go, well, we can take our time, we can still do the deal. But on the other hand, if other people want players in that position, they may well find that more attractive than waiting till the end of July and after the World Cup. So if they're, and also these are good players. Scott is a good player. Fernandez is a good player. So there'll be other clubs looking at them as well. So, okay, they might not be at the World Cup. Doesn't make it any easier. In fact, it might be easier to go for a player in the World Cup that no one else is actually looking at the moment than to go for a player who's not at the World Cup where three or four of the clubs want them. So it's not... I keep reading people saying, oh, it's going to be easy to get the Fernandes deal done because he's not at the World Cup and we can take our time on it. Well, not if Arsenal and PSG move for him. That deal could be over before it starts. So... one thing I do like about United is we tend to get the buy-in of the player first. Let's get the buy-in of the player now. You know, does Fernandes want to come to Man United and play with Bruno? Or does he want to go to Arsenal? Like, let's find that out. Because once we've got that, then, you know, we'll be in a very good position. What's wrong, Mark? You look restless. I'm absolutely fine. Thank you. Thank you very much, McElvis. Rafa played striker mostly this season, says Mez. Look, I think there are people in the chat doing 2 + 2 = 4 in the sense that, you know, Leao can play on the wing and he can play up front. I don't want these type of players. I do not want these types of players. I don't like what's happened with Mbeumo, and I don't like what's happened with Cunha. When we bought Mbeumo, I didn't think, well, he can play up front. And when we bought Cunha, I didn't think, well, he can play on the wing. I thought Mbeumo was going to play on the right wing and Cunha was going to play in one of the tens. I don't like buying players that can, oh, he can play up front. You know, if we're buying Liao, play him on the left wing. That's where I would put him. But we're not. I don't see us going for him anyway. Do you think any of our... done that one as well. Thank you very much. We should get Wharton. He's classed, says Last Man Standing. Yeah, I've not heard anything about Adam Wharton and Manchester United. I mean, chuck your questions in about players. I think the way United are operating at the moment, and I gave you this update yesterday, I think we're definitely going to be patient about the marquee signing, whether that's Tchouaméni, Tonali. I'll talk about Anderson next. Edison should be done by now. I mean, that deal should be done, but we know United take ages to do deals. Fernandez feels like another Cunha and Mbeumo, where they want to get the buy-in of the player and then they can negotiate with West Ham. For some reason, that's not happening. And let's not forget, if you are Fernandez, he'll have an agent. I don't know who his agent is, but it could be Jorge Mendes because he's a Portuguese player. And ultimately, whether you want to come to Man United or not, it could still be, I want to come to Man United, but I want 150 grand a week. Because that's what Arsenal are going to give me. So it's not always as simple as I want to come to Man United. There are agent fees, there are wages. So those sort of things can take a bit of time as well. It is Jorge Mendes who is his agent, according to Don as well. Tyler Fletcher's going to the World Cup, says Thomas. Well, that'd be great for him, I suppose. With Anderson, England have got a game. Let me just find this out for you, because I should be able to find it out very quickly. When do the England squad meet up? Could be Monday. I know it won't be the same for the Champions League players. England will travel to Thomas Tuchel quartet, blah, blah, blah. So England have got a friendly against New Zealand on the 6th of June, which is Saturday, I think. Yeah, it is Saturday. So I would say that England will be flying off to the States maybe tomorrow, maybe Tuesday. So Anderson, I mean, look, Anderson might not make his mind up before the World Cup. That's what I was going to say. There is this feeling that Elliot Anderson will make his mind up before the World Cup. But I spoke to somebody, I think it was on Friday, and they said, well, do you do that? Because logically, you don't. And what they were saying is that Man City and Man United are still going to be interested during and after the World Cup. If Man City are going to get charged, maybe you wait and find out. Also, you don't know what happens in the World Cup. Like maybe Real Madrid come along or something like that. So also, Nottingham Forest are going to want to wait until after the World Cup because they could get more money out of it. So there is this assumption that Elliot Anderson will make his mind up before the World Cup, and he definitely could. But I think it's in our interest that he doesn't. Because if we're going to be patient... Anthony says England fly out on the 13th. Are they going to play Costa Rica and New Zealand in the States then if they're not flying out till after those games, mate? They're playing on the 6th and the 10th. So look, I think that obviously patience, as I said yesterday, is always going to be an issue with Man United fans. But when you think about it, we're going to have to wait on Tchouaméni because Real Madrid presidential elections won't happen for another week, and then he's already with France in the States. So, you know, there's a lot of things that need to happen before they sell Tchouaméni, and they probably won't sell him until they've got a player in as well, which is something I haven't mentioned before. But Real Madrid, if they're intelligent, probably say, we're not selling Tchouaméni until we know what we're getting in. Because from their point of view, if they sell Tchouaméni to Man United for 60 million or 70 million, then when they knock on the door of Man City or Chelsea or wherever else they're going, they're going to go, well, we want a bit extra because we know you're desperate. So I think Real Madrid will want to get their players in first before they sell Tchouaméni. So I can't see that happening until July. Newcastle and Tonali would have to, well, they'd have to bring the price down, so I can't see that happening anytime soon. So we know that our marquee signing is probably going to take until July anyway. I don't mind Anderson waiting until July, because in that time, maybe Man City do get charged and maybe he goes, this is not the right move for me. So I think that it's a positive for United if we do, if Anderson does take his time. Some people think he's going to announce it before the World Cup, but I don't think he does, because if he's on a flight this week, where's the holding up of the shirt and everything like that? So I think Anderson might wait till after the World Cup, and I think that benefits us. You know, there's still a big chance he'll sign for Man City, but the longer he waits, the more things might come out about Man City. So we'll have to wait and see. Riot says, super chat missed. I'll go back and find that one for you. What's wrong? I've already done that one, Riot. I haven't missed the super chat at all. I just moved past what I felt was quite an irrelevant and pointless conversation breaker. And I did your inside forwards with Carrick as well. So, no, did all those. Thank you. Dante did that about Toure. Thank you very much. On left backs, nothing at the moment. I think that Lewis Hall leaving Newcastle, as I've always said, is highly unlikely. Another player not at the World Cup. And when you think about it, Tonali not at the World Cup, Fernandez not at the World Cup, Alex Scott not at the World Cup, Truffert not at the World Cup, Lewis Hall not at the World Cup. I mean, these are all players I'd be talking to. I noticed how I left Belabor out, because I wouldn't be talking to him. But, you know, there's two left backs and three midfielders not at the World Cup. So, for me, there's no reason for United to go quiet or slow down. I think there's some really good options there, and I don't think Lewis Hall is gettable. By the way, I think he's got to do a transfer request. Otherwise, I agree with Newcastle fans. I just don't think he'll be going anywhere. Truffert at Bournemouth, only been there a year. He's French, by the way, so he doesn't get in the squad. I don't think he'll be going anywhere. But look, if you want to get a good left back, you got to do something adventurous, haven't you? So I think that's a big thing for us.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
I love Man United and Liverpool, says Zoe. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be very popular here. If take Liao for 40 million, young, fast, skillful, play him alongside a team like ours and not a bang average AC Milan squad, says Aaron. I mean, I don't think 27's young, Aaron, to be honest with you. And for me, United won't go anywhere near Liao. And you know what I think it is with Liao as well? I think a lot of people play computer games where he's very good, but in reality, his reality is not the same as the computer game. Dino69 says, I've seen an article by the Gazzetta from Italy that Maguire has been offered to Inter Milan this summer. Is it true? Please. He signed a new contract to Man United. He's not going anywhere. Dino, so that won't be happening. M1 says, why aren't Bayern and PSG looking at the same players? We should be scouting the same areas as them. We're too fixated on Premier League experience, as M1. Well, apparently PSG are looking at Fernandes of West Ham. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, this is breaking news, by the way. Tyler Fletcher is going to his first ever World Cup following the injury of Billy Gilmore. So, I mean, I think that's fantastic for him. I mean, what I will say is congratulations to Tyler Fletcher to going to the World Cup for Scotland. I just don't know who this player is. I mean, every time I've seen him play for Man United, I just don't get it. But he's really well, him and his brother are really well rated. Hopefully we will see it at some point. It's just not a player that excites me. You know, I've seen a few cameos. I thought he did all right against Brighton. But you know, it's an incredible achievement for a player that I've got to put my hands up and say I know next to nothing about, even though I've seen him play for a few minutes. I just don't know what he's about yet. And there must be something there. There must be something there because he has been involved in the first team a lot. And it's a fantastic achievement to be going to the World Cup, obviously because of somebody else's injury. But hopefully with Fletcher at some point, we will start to see what he's all about, because at the moment, I think it's... you know, I agree. I think Thwaites looks better. Obviously, Lacey, Gabriel's been mentioned a lot. The Fletcher brothers, just maybe it's a little bit of nepotism as well. Maybe people just think, oh, it's Darren Fletcher's kids. And I think that's unfair. I think from what I hear, they are really highly rated. And I think we brought them in from Man City as good players as well. So hopefully over the next 12 months, we'll start to see what these players are all about, because they've definitely been around the first team a lot. But we haven't really seen anything yet, so it's a great achievement, like I say, and hopefully we'll see a little bit more about them. João Neves to Man United. Well, we missed that train. We missed that train, didn't we? And I think it was, you know, a harsh lesson that, you know, you should always try and go for what you want. Do you think Arsenal were robbed last night? I think this is the United stand. But I will answer the question. Do I think Arsenal were robbed last night? In what sense? You know, I think that they had 25% possession for 120 minutes and had one shot on target. I don't understand how you get robbed in that situation. Maybe they wanted a penalty. I think that it was definitely a penalty by Saka on the handball. So I think that was more of a penalty than the Madueke one. I have seen the Madueke penalty be given before, but I think the Saka one was more of that. I also think that, you know, when you lose a Champions League final, which we did in 11 and 09, you do go looking for excuses. But I don't think Arsenal did enough to win that. I think that was a backs to the wall, grind out a penalty shootout and take your chances, and you missed it. I don't think Arsenal can walk out of that game and justify in any way, shape or form that they deserve to win it. It wasn't a performance of trying to win. It was almost like they were, well, obviously they were 1-0 up, but it was a little bit like a game where you go away from home and you're 1-0 up. It was definitely Harren ball. And reminded me a little bit of the Gold Devils, to be honest. But no, I mean, I don't think they were robbed. What's your thoughts on Ajayi? I rate him very much, says Riot. And Andy Atherton says, my concern is Ineos will not spend 80 million plus on a 25, 26-year-old player due to sell-on values. That rules out Tchouaméni and Tonali. City are favourites to sign Anderson. Liverpool, Wharton, that leaves us with two tiers, says Andy. I mean, I would hope that you're wrong there, Andy. I do actually understand what you're saying, but, and it is, you do actually express a concern that that's what Ineos would do. I think that spending £80 million on a 25, 26-year-old, there is no depreciation, because if you spend £80 million on, let's say, Tchouaméni or Tonali, they're 26. You'll get 5 years out of them. They are right at the top of their game. Those 5 years are going to help you qualify for the Champions League, hopefully every single year out of that, which brings in £500 million. As I always say, you cannot have a policy of we don't want to pay £80 million for any 26-year-old ever, because there might be an opportunity to get a 26-year-old Modric or a 26-year-old, you know, Zidane, or, you know, what I'm saying is, age is a number. One man's 40 is another man's 60. One man's 20 is another man's 30. Like, and also ability as well. So I don't like the parameters of we're not going to spend £80 million for players over 26 because there's no sell-on value. Well, there shouldn't be a sell-on value. When we're buying players, we shouldn't be looking to sell them anyway. Because, and I also think sell-on value is flawed. Because when do we ever sell for profit? Agate was bought under the age of 26. There's no sell-on value because he's not done very well. you know, Rasmus we bought for £60 million. There's no sell-on value because ultimately we've sold him for cheaper than we bought him. When was the last time Man United sold a player for more than they bought them? So it's a false economy to say we're not going to buy a 26-year-old for £80 million because there's no sell-on value. There's never been a sell-on value for a 20-year-old, a 21-year-old, a 22-year-old, a 23-year-old, a 24-year-old. We don't have sell-on values with our players. And I don't want a sell-on value anyway, because if you did buy Rasmus and he scored like 50 goals a season and then Real Madrid come in, he's leaving. So yeah, he might make a profit, but he's leaving. I don't like sell-on values because that's a weak mentality. That means if our players do well, they'll want to go somewhere else. I want our players to stay. That takes a pair of balls. So I would spend 60, 70, 80 million pounds on Tchouaméni or Tonali because I'd go, I trust my scouts, I trust my judgment, and these are players that are going to sit in our midfield for the next 5 years and make us a good team. And look, you stick Tchouaméni or Tonali in most European sides and they will make them a better team. You put Tonali in a PSG team, he'd hold his own. You put Tchouaméni in an Arsenal team, he'll hold his own. So these are players that we should be buying on ability, not on sell-on or age. Wyatt, thank you very much for that one. Appreciate that. And Rajaf says, check out my last super chat. I'll go and have a look. Julio says, good morning. All my dream window would be Anderson, Fernandez or Ederson, Hackney, Mateta and Diouf from West Ham. If not, would love to see Amas given a chance. What are your thoughts? I like Harry Amas. I don't think he's anywhere near. I think if you go for Leon or you go for Amas, then you're going to end up in a situation where Luke Shaw plays most of the season. And I just think that's a big, big, big mistake. So Amas is not going to be ready to play straight away. So it's going to be another developmental player. Rajaf says, in my opinion, Ineos have bottled it again. Iriola was the right option, and the fact that Liverpool signed him is the worst thing that can happen. This has to force them to spend £250 million, sign Anderson or Tonali, says Rajaf. Well, very, very in keeping with what I said last night. We turned Iriola down for Carrick. Liverpool have sacked Slot for Iriola. That means that Wilcox and Berarda, the whole world knows they snubbed Iriola for Carrick and Liverpool have taken Iriola. So our biggest rival have taken a manager that we snubbed for Carrick. That's the story. The press are going to go for it. You're going to go for it. Everyone's going to go for it. Carrick can't help that. Carrick got the job on merit. Iriola can't help that. He probably would have took the Man United job. He didn't get it, so he'll take the Liverpool job. Who's responsible for that? Wilcox. The whole world knows Wilcox ran this process with Berarda, so Wilcox is responsible for this. He has to be sat there this summer going, if Iriola does well at Liverpool and Carrick fails at Man United, I've got to go. It was my choice. So he's got to be there, getting up at 6 o'clock every morning and going to bed at midnight, doing work. He can't survive on vibes. He's got to go to work. And I agree with Rajaf. He's got to go out and get players. And that's why I'm saying this morning, the Champions League is over. Everyone else is going to be going to work in this market. We can't afford to snooze because we will lose. So I expect to see, like Rajaf says, a big backing of this manager because they're not backing the manager though. They're backing themselves. And directly, that's great for us. This is not about backing Carrick. This is about saving themselves. Wilcox and Berarda need to make big signings to save themselves. It's not about saving Carrick. By consequence, it will help Carrick, but they're actually saving themselves. They've made a big call here. You know, Dutch manager Van Gaal, Portuguese manager Mourinho, interim ex-player, interim gets the job, Solskjaer. Dutch manager Ten Hag, sacked. Portuguese manager Amorim, sacked. Interim ex-player comes in, interim manager gets the job. They've literally copied what the Glazers did. And they didn't need to do it. So they have to make that work. And hopefully that's what we're going to see. But they're going to have to move because there is going to be competition. And also, it's no excuse to say, well, we chose Carrick over Iriola and he's gone to Liverpool and done really well, playing really good football, while we're playing counter-attacking football with players that aren't that good. But we did try to get Fernandes, but Arsenal overpaid. We did try to get Anderson, but Man City overpaid. We did try to get Tonali, but somebody else overpaid. So, you know, that's not going to wash. No. You went for Carrick over other options. Did you back him? Well, we didn't want to overpay. Did you back him? Time to put your hand in your pocket and back this manager. Emily Derry says, with Fernandez, we need to buy to get player in quickly. We can't play games this summer to try and save pocket change. We have too much to do that. Cost could cost us more in the longer run. I think we're going to have to be quick with Fernandez. Emily, you know what? With Fernandez at West Ham, I see a scenario where we're out of that very quickly. I see a scenario where if certain things happen, we're out of that deal, even though a lot of people think it's going to happen. I can see him in an Arsenal kit. And Arsenal won't piss about. So Man United needs to be very careful there, because I think there's a lot of people in our fan base that really want Fernandez. I can see a scenario where Scott stays at Bournemouth, Fernandez goes to Arsenal, and we sign Belabor. And that is going to cause a lot of fucking frustration. So United need to move quickly if they want. And look, keeping your fan base happy is very important. Very, very important. Let me have a quick look. Thank you for Rajaf as well. Okay, look, great show this morning. We have got an 8 o'clock show tonight. What's going to happen at the end of this stream is it's going to push you to my England career mode thing that's happening tomorrow. If you're not interested in it, just come off it. If you are interested in it, make sure you subscribe to that channel because it's back tomorrow. Thank you very much, everybody, for watching. Stay safe, take care, and I'll speak to you on the next one. Obviously, if anything breaks, we'll go live. I'm just about to do a video on That's Football about the Liverpool situation. So it's getting busy now. Hopefully, it gets busy around Man United. Have a great day, everyone. Speak to you all in a bit. I'm back at 8 o'clock live.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.